Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What are you saying, my brother?
Really? I was going to hold the fort for you, bruv, while you go and get a glass of wine. It needs of vino, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see how we get on, man. I mean, maybe I'll go down and grab one in a sec. But how you doing, bro, man? It's been a couple weeks. I mean,
It's been a couple of weeks. You released the
old one.
It felt really old, man. It felt really old, man. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I was thinking, it's old.
Yeah, but I just thought
it's filmed in a different time.
Yeah.
I know what you did. You didn't want to let down the people.
You
wanted to keep the people happy.
Yeah, especially after such a great episode with Jan as well, man. Incredible episode, man. So we have to give love.
I was thinking that. We went from that wicked episode with Jan to like some complete dog shit, yeah. Everyone who must have clocked the Jan one might have thought, let me see the next episode, yeah? And then it's that. And they were like, fuck these two dickheads.
Yeah, maybe, man. But, you know, that's the way it goes here over at Arms House to you. I'll bring Arms House
to your mom's house. Your mom's house.
Yeah, no, I just want to salute Jan one more time. He's got like a signing and the launch is on the 27th of October here in London at Rye Lane Tattoos. I'll definitely going to be there. So I hope heads support that and show some love. What you been up to, man?
Show me some love. What I've been fucking up to, Maddie, yeah? I'll tell you what I've been up to, bruv. I've been logging onto the Instagram Arms House to your mum's house, yeah? And I've been seeing some pussy old shit that you've been leaving, yeah?
What have I done?
And this is unacceptable on the Arms House to your mum's house kind of podcast. Maddie's been leaving comments and shit, thinking he's logged into his own shit. I don't know what he's doing, but he's logged into the Arms House shit. Leaving comments on the most dickhead kind of shit I've ever seen. We're talking Andrew Tate kind of shit. We're
Donald
talking
Trump.
Does God exist kind of Donald Trump kind of shit. And they're like, whatever's trending at the moment. We're getting bare replies from people, And I'm like, right, we're in the middle of some fucking argument. And then I read your argument, what you've been saying. It's always so nice. And that pissed me off even more because I'm like, nah, if you want to leave comments, under the Arms House podcast, on these types of things, bro, they got to be fucking militant, like, shut your mouth, you dickheads and stuff like that. But you're always like, nah, brother, like, it's peace and love, man, you know what I mean? I'm like, nah.
Bruv, I think because of you fuckers that we follow on our Instagram, like my So Damn Fresh Instagram, it's not too bad, you know what I'm saying? But with the Arms House one, because of all you graffiti heads, our algorithm, when I'm flicking through the Instagram, I see so much fucking bullshit, man. And I just must have been late night one night, man. I must have been stoned and I just saw some bullshit and just went, this is fucking stupid. And then just bare people going, hey, you're a cunt. Hey, you're a fucking beta male. Hey, you're a fucking whatever.
Yeah, you're getting into those kind of arguments.
No,
bro.
It's so...
Beta
no, but I wasn't,
male kind
no,
of
no,
arguments.
But I wasn't, though.
Under
I
the
wasn't.
Arms House.
Yeah, but I wasn't, though. I wasn't arguing with those people. I don't argue with fucking people with no profile picture and, you know, those type of dickheads. But some people, you know... I'll get into it. If it's late at night, I'm stoned and I want all the smoke, I'll get into it. But I shouldn't do it with the Arms House one. You're right. I think I must have thought I was with the So Damn Fresh one.
No, but you should if you leave Arms House comments. We should make a rule here that leaving Arms House comments on the Arms House podcast is completely acceptable.
Okay, cool.
If it's something that blatantly everyone's thinking, but people being nice about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And so you can go, this is fucking dog shit, bruv.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Start doing that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Body shaping videos.
Yeah, I mean...
Fat and proud and all that stuff.
Well, I tell you what...
You could go onto there and log on and say, no, you're fucking fat, mate.
Exactly.
Do stuff like that with the Arms House. That's completely acceptable.
Yeah. No, fair enough, man. I'll keep that in mind. No, I tend to try not to comment unless it's positive, especially with the Arms House thing, man. But yo, if you want to get Arms House with it, man. All right, cool. Let's do it.
It's always very, very, it's always way too polite, Well, and I need to big up some peeps. I need to talk about some shit that's been going down, man.
Okay.
We didn't even big up End of the Week.
Ah,
the MC or the whole hip hop night. We didn't even big up. We didn't even mention it once. And
did you go? Has it happened already?
Big up them lot for someone got in touch with me to bollock me. Yeah, I can't remember. It's like fucking. Oh yeah, we'll say something on the podcast. Rare. Big it up. Big up the night.
Yeah.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice. I forgot. And it was on the 8th of October. And today's only like the fucking 10th. You know what I mean? But I still forgot.
Shit, man.
It's going to big them up, yeah? And big up End of the Week. Big up that whole enterprise.
Salute.
I was on there once. I swear I was on there once. And I saw on Instagram, of all places we were just talking about, I saw Menace Mendoza. I think he was in the freestyle thing. He's like on the label with Ray Vendetta.
Yeah, I recognize the name.
And there's a lot of like hocus pocus about if he should have won. You know what I mean? He should have won it. Apparently, he should have won it. But it looked like one of those things where everyone's like, "No, but if you should have won it, you should have won it, you should have won it." Like everyone's saying, "You should have won it."
Mm.
And he must have not won it.
Shit!
But I want to big up Menace Mendoza. Big up End of the Week.
Who did
big
win it? Then?
The whole crew, DJ Snuff. Big up all these people. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen any footage or seen any name of who won it.
Yeah. No, neither have I, man.
You know what I mean? But I'm big out up the loop. All of those lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And big him. Up. What's the man where he nearly went to jail so we didn't send in the zombie?
Free Fexy, man. Free Fexy.
Fexy. Fexy's out. He's doing fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He posted a little video about being. Feeling happy about receiving the zombie sketch. It took a while, man. I'm sorry about that.
He was over the moon, man.
But I had to get one of those please do not bend envelopes and shit.
Yeah.
Big up him. Big up all the people getting in touch with the podcast.
Oh, for
big
sure,
big up Heavy
man.
Crates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he send you more gums?
Big up Heavy Crates.
Send me some shit, motherfucker.
So big up that guy, Fetsky. He's got his own gums.
Oh.
No comment clobber. I think it's no comment clobber.
Easy.
And he wants to send some gums.
Okay. Sweet.
People want to send them over to the arms.
An keep L or an XL, arms, you know what I'm saying? Because we're like fashionistas theme, man. We're like models, you know what I mean? People, they just like, you know, it doesn't look fresh.
Oh, this fucking bird today. Bless it. This fucking bird today. Yeah. Getting off the tube. And it's immediately rammed at the top of the stairs. Everyone just waiting for like kids and that to go down the stairs. Bare people rammed it. This bird, she's got three kids. And she's in front of me. And all of the kids are all over the place. And they're like stopping everyone getting down the stairs and that. Do you know what I mean? There's like rush hour people coming down. Bare peeps. And she's in front of me like two steps down. And I look over her shoulder to see what she's like watching some fucking Instagram makeup video, yeah? Whilst trying to get three kids who aren't holding hands on. She's not even looking at them yet. She's looking at this fucking video, just like lays like in a fucking weird state going down the stairs. Kept on looking up. I was thinking, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. The whole fucking place is rammed. Yeah. There's bare people trying to get down. Your kids are tiny. These are tiny little pygmies, like four or something. And she's just there watching Sunburn thinking we are so addicted to this fucking shit. It's insane. Yeah, this bird is now allowing her utes. It's going to take her, 10 seconds to walk down the stairs, yeah? And then she can fucking look at her phone. You don't have to come off Instagram. You can just turn your phone over and just allow it for 10 seconds. Yeah? Nah. Watching a fucking thing about some bird doing their makeup. This is how I do it. You know, them kind of videos you get. Fucking hell, bruv.
That's crazy, man. I mean,
fucking put down the phone and look at your life and fucking get your utes down the stairs for a start.
I'm assuming that's not her kids. She's an au pair.
Oh, they were her kids. They were her kids.
Oh, they were, yeah.
No, they were her kids.
All right.
They were her kids.
And I'm just thinking she was dressing up for her date that night. She had a big date. That's why she was daydreaming. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone's addicted to that shit, man. Even fucking I catch myself, man. I fucking walk up Ealing Broadway Station steps, like playing the game. Not even on Instagram or anything. I got this game on my phone. I just get into it.
That's what I did. So I fucking sit on the train on the way home tonight. And I look at the bird on the left. She's got her phone like that on landscapes. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch looking like? I'm sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
And a fucking some game. Where the colours change, like in lines. You know, I mean, all I can say is it looks a bit like Tetris, yeah, and you press it and like the bubbles. She's like mad addicted to it.
Yeah.
Japanese girl in like her mask and shit on, still on the train, like the only one, like, but playing this game like mad fast. All these, and I'm thinking, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucked.
Well,
I'm glad I've been reading on the fucking True. I read now.
What are you reading?
Get a fucking second or third hand book from Amazon sent to my yard. Read it on the train.
Do you want to share what you're reading?
Parsons changing at Earl's Court. Man is, you know what man's doing.
Are you reading like cryptocurrency for beginners? I'm just kidding.
None of that dog shit, bro. None of that dog shit. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yeah, it really changes your life. No, I'm not reading these things. I decided, yeah, that I'm fucking too old to not know about like the classic books that you fiction, yeah. But the classic shit.
Okay.
To not know about it. And I was like, fucking hell, I should know about that shit. Because, you know, you should know about this shit. And you get inspiration anyway from all those kind of different shits.
Oh, for sure.
And so I said, right, that's it. I'm going to buy them. But brother, you can get these books like 60p, like £1.30. Do you know what I mean?
You can get them for free some places, man. Gosh. Yeah. But you're not going to reveal which one you're reading. You don't have to if you don't want to. It's like Animal Farm.
Catcher on the Rye. This year I've read bare books, bro. But I need to get my glasses. They're all in front of me. They're like 2 meters in front of me and I can't read them.
Okay, shit. Now, I need to get into reading books, man. Just the act of reading as well, instead of looking at a screen, it just helps with your mind, man. I think it helps with your brain pattern and shit. Just reading words and forming images in your head and shit. It's definitely healthier, man.
Man's been reading bare books, bruv.
I usually read when I go away. Oh yeah, go on. I read when I travel.
On the Western Front.
Ah, classic.
Great Expectations.
Another classic.
Fucking Of Mice and Men.
Oh shit, okay.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Oh shit.
The Great Gatsby.
Classic.
100 Years of Solitude. 1984. The Catchers in the Rye.
Yeah,
man's been smashing them out, bruv. Like, there's one that
you know they're all books about white supremacy, yeah, and like you know, just kidding.
No, like I've read like fucking Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, sick, man! You've been proper going through them then.
Like that's nailing cool. them, bruv.
So you're doing like your
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, bruv. That's mad. Old school, like you know, that's mad.
Isn't the name of his dog is like N-word? I know you can't say it, but it's the name of his dog in the book. And then there's another character.
The name of the geese, the way they refer to the geese, because there's one tiny little Huckleberry Finn, like a little white farmer lad.
He like runs away or something.
His mate, who's like the massive black geezer, but he's like obviously the slave.
Yeah.
We're talking like, I don't know what we're talking, just 1700s,
1800s. Yeah, just dropping N-bobs left, right and centre, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like a sick horrific book. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to read some of these shits.
Yeah, man.
Crime and Punishment, the Russian fucking lunatic. You start reading that book, you're like, mate, this is dry as dick.
Yeah.
And then you start realizing that he's just mentally fucking nuts.
Mm.
You're like, yo, and it's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. I tell you what was harsh to read. Oh, I don't even know if I should say that because of what's been going on.
Oh, with
don't want to get into any of that shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's been depressing.
The Diary of a Young Girl.
The Anne Frank thing. Yeah. Well, that's nothing to. Well, I guess.
Treasure Island, blood man's been reading Treasure Island. Bro, these books are sick.
Oi, bro, I don't believe you read all these books, man. You got you're looking at DVDs there, not books, motherfucker.
Just this. Can you see the stack?
Okay, I see the stack.
These are the books I've just read this year.
Wow.
Because I only started it this year. I only started it.
That's impressive, man. I mean, it shouldn't be impressive that you're reading a book, but it's fucking sick, man.
I know, it shouldn't be, man.
We should do a book club on the podcast.
We definitely not doing that book
club. You got Arms House to your book club. What we're going to do today, we're going to review.
You want to be well read?
Yes. Well, we're going to review some New York subway trains. Something else
that we need to know if you've been well fed.
Exactly. I posted it on the Instagram to let people know that this episode we're going to review some of our favorite New York subway cars, obviously painted subway cars, from pre-1989. Yeah.
1989. This is almost ridiculous to try and.
Yes, too many.
I realized when I was doing it, I was like, what the fuck? This is ridiculous.
It's way too many.
Fucking nuts to be able to try and choose. How many did you say, by the way, just then?
Five each.
Five.
Yeah. I think that's good. We don't have to do five, you know, but I think five is a good round number. 10 in total, you know, so we don't go, we're not going on forever. But yo, to get us in the mood, you up for starting that off now? Should we get that going? But just to get us in the mood.
Pump it up. Just a little.
Let's play the subway theme from the movie Star Wild Style. New York, baby. Yeah, boy.
Listen to that beat, man.
Grand Wizard Theodore. Okay, party people, we are now going to do our five, not our five favorite, but five New York subway cars that we think are dope as fuck. Yeah, do you want to set it off?
Five Sergios.
According to
five
Amber.
Five Sergio Benbangs, bro.
I just got a whole bunch here.
But you can start the shit. So you start the shit because I'm going to do my shit.
I'll start it. Where should I start with? Yo, okay. You know what? You know that writer, Lordy? I don't know the guy personally, but he's a fan of the pod. And he, when I posted on Instagram, Lord, yeah. But he puts an E at the end sometimes. I don't know why I call him Lordy, but yeah, anyway. He said some Lee Hull cars. Lee Quiñones.
Yeah. Oi!
I'm going to send it
to
you now.
We got one.
Did you get one as well? Let's see if it's the same one. I haven't seen Theme's choices, by the way, and he hasn't seen mine, so I'm sending him my one.
I didn't choose it. I didn't choose it. You don't need to send it. Shall I look at it?
I just sent it to you now, yeah.
I didn't choose it. Yeah, I didn't choose a Lee in the end.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, so this one is a full whole car. It's the Sherlock Holmes one, yeah? It's real simple. It's not mad crazy. I mean, it is crazy, but it's not as, you know, some of his other ones went a bit more crazy, but it's got the ill cat character on the left, or squirrel character holding a gun, a revolver, big blockbuster LEE. It's almost a dub, but he's got a couple of red kind of things going through it. And then the Sherlock Holmes on the right-hand side with the looking eyeglass. And it says fucked up again. He must have not been happy with the piece.
The Fabulous Five.
Yeah, Fabulous Five, man. That's it. Yo, Lee is legendary.
The actual five.
What, the tag? Oh yeah.
The actual five.
That's pretty ahead of its time. The hand style even.
So I'm checking is the hand style, son. You know, it's bigging up his mum.
Yeah.
Bigging up the Fab Five. Real crime. It's got the fucking Sherlock Holmes. Man, can you imagine what the paint was like painting that? Look at the red. Look at it.
Terrible paint. Fuck. But I just want to just concentrate just on the letters, yeah? Now, like I said, it's just blockbuster letters. But you understand the circumstances. One, the circumstances this was painted under. Okay, sure, it was easier to paint the yards back then. You know what I mean? But it was pitch black, you know what I mean? You're in between two trains. You can't stand.
He's painting a train in the fucking yard, yeah.
You can't stand way
probably
back.
Probably no lights.
And just look how even the letters are, man. Look at the tops of the letters when it hits the top of the train. It's just, you know, it's pretty spot on, man.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? The angle of each of the letters, it just flows fucking sick, man. And like with the big characters either side, I had to give him some props for that. You know what that is, Theme?
I mean, super duty tough work.
That's super duty.
Look at the fucking bullet holes in it and shit.
Yeah, man. Like the cheese holes, or are they bullet holes? I don't know if they're cheese holes.
Bullet holes. That they guy must shot be in it. The same. Look at the color of the rounds on his gun.
Of course it is. Of course.
He's
sorry.
Shooting the hole. You see when you do, you know when you do a hole and then do the shadow in it like that?
Yeah, yeah.
It just looks like, it looks old school, man. I love it.
He's not been consistent with those shadows though, man. If you look at the red shadow on most of them, they're on the left, but on one of them it's on the right. He fucked up, yo. But that's all right. We let him off.
Which one?
If you look in the middle E, it's just such a small little detail, but on the middle E, the two holes at the bottom have the shadow on the left, and then the one in the middle has the shadow on the right.
Oh, the bullet holes.
The bullet holes, you know? I'm nitpicking there, man. But yeah, man.
Fucking hell.
I like
it. Characters like that.
It's crazy. Think
characters like that with that paint.
It's nuts. The blue covered quite well, by the looks of it, the dark blue.
Love the way you did the gun bits in red, but I'm just thinking, well, that red, that sort of burgundy. Like,
yeah.
He reckoned he just didn't have enough paint. He thought, oh, fuck it, I'm going to do this in this color. And it actually comes out quite sick. And then he matched. Is it the same? No, it's not the same color as the bullet holes, is it?
I don't know, man. I mean, that character kind of.
You
got
to think, like, if you were going to do a gun, I've seen you do guns, you know what I mean? You use different types of grays, different types of blacks, thin line to, like, do the fucking detail on the gun and shit, skinny cap. He's got nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you look at the character itself, it looks like it's from one of those old cartoons, you know, like Tom and Jerry from the 70s. You know, they were simple line drawings, or from a comic book.
The colors worked well, and he does have black. So I wonder what, he's just in the nose in that color and then that color in the gun. And it doesn't come again. Not even in Sherlock. It is the same color as the bullet holes.
Yeah, it is definitely. 100%. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're getting too anal on this
Might even be the same color as my man's jacket on the right. No, it's not. It's a different red on the right. Okay, yeah. Cool. That's Lee, whole car. Salute. Sherlock Holmes. Themos. You want to send me one? Go for it.
Sent it.
Can you hear loads of background noise?
Because of this man.
Yo, check this out.
What'd you do last night? We did two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and me, three, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, "All you see is," and then, you know, big, you know, black silver letters that said, "Crime in the city," right?
City.
It just took up the whole car.
Yeah, boy. Crime in the city.
Yeah, boy. You just played that. I just sent you the crime in the city because that is fucking dope. For me, that is so...
What are we looking at here? Just the crime
in the city.
Yeah. So good, man.
But so good,
Yep.
That has inspired so many window downs.
Too much. That dump. Yeah. Too
so much. Many. The letters are fucking bang bang. In London, in like the back in the days, you know what I mean? There's those letters you could maybe see. Most New York fucking subway graph nowhere near London style, you know what I mean, at the time.
No, I mean,
came out, that looks like a little bit, like it's got a little bit of a European kind of dub flex in it.
Oh, it's so ahead of its time, man. And it's the simplicity of it as well. But like, you know, like we were talking about with Jan, like we were saying how it's harder to disguise not having style when you're doing something really simplistic, you know? But this is like the epitome of simplicity, but the style is just timeless, man. You know what I mean? How many fucking years ago was this done? If this was on a train today, it would be fucking next level.
I should have looked for the dates, man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, man.
It is fucking dope, yeah. It is.
And the scroll thing on the right. It's not a scroll, but like this little sign thing with the drips on
it. Up Dez.
Yeah, Dez.
Rest in peace.
Mean 3 and Scheme. Oh yeah, Dez. Oh
man. Yeah.
What was his name? DJ. The DJ? He was What Dazzy was his fucking Dez.
He wasn't called Dazzy Dez, but they call him loads of stuff.
No, he was the you know, he did all the mixtapes and he had that radio show. Yeah, he did
shit
York.
Ton of stuff.
He was a big fat fuck. Because in Star Wars, he's a skinny...
You call him a big fat fuck.
Yeah, he was big fat. Because the thing is, I didn't recognize him. Talking
about semi-recently dead geezer. Like, he was a big fat fuck.
Well, the reason why I said that, no disrespect, obviously. You know what I mean? The dude's a legend. But in the Star Wars video, he's tall, skinny motherfucker, skinny. Man. And then then he came out, K-Slay. That was it, DJ K-Slay. And
yes, K-Slay.
And whenever I saw K-Slay on the radio or saw pictures of him or anything, he was a big fat motherfucker. And I was like, okay. And I never put those two together until I found out. I think it might have been the 25-year or 30-year anniversary DVD of Star Wars where they went back and interviewed everyone that was in it. And K-Slay was in. I was like, oh, shit, no way. That's the same fucking guy.
On the sofa, like a leather white sofa.
Yeah, I had no idea, man, until then. I was like, fuck, that's crazy that he had such an impact on hip-hop, man, from back in them days doing them trains. Because I got a Dez train I'm going to bring up.
He did a lot of stuff.
That's a crazy thing, man. R.I.P. K-Slay.
I got some dope tracks with Terminology and him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did his mixtapes.
He did tracks with big guys as well. He did a shit ton of stuff. But yeah, the geezer from the skinny guy in fucking Subway.
Star Wars.
Called? Wild Star. No, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. But
going back to this dub, yeah?
Mm.
This dub is fucking sick!
What's your favorite letter?
You see the E's, probably.
Yeah. I was going to say both of them. Exactly what I was going to say.
But I like the R. I like the R. I don't dislike any of the letters.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So some of them could have a little kind of few. Obviously, man, you could do. But it's the way it is. It's done in the yard. The scroll is sick. The highlights are over the top and sick.
Yeah.
The purple. Look at the purple.
Purple
splashes with the white highlight
on the right.
Yeah. And you just think of Bear Riders like beige... that do that now. Loads of them, obviously.
It's got a beige like bubbles.
It is a kind of beigey background with some bubbles and shit, man. But it's fucking dope. But the red, choosing the red, doing dubs in dark red or blue, is fucking banging.
Crazy, isn't it? I love it.
When you do Bear dubs in black. And then sometimes you do one of those fucking plastico blue, that navy blue, old school, frosting, a banging color. It was a banging color. It was plastico. Fucking.
You could do that and it would look. I've just noticed now.
Sick.
In the bottom of the R, there's three like dots, three bubbles. That's it throughout the whole thing. No more.
That's it. That's just to make people comment. Oh look, there's one little thing there. It's perfect.
It's
perfect. The train's kind of clean. Man, it's perfect.
I mean, no, it's not perfect. It's rugged. The now looking at it now.
No, I'm but nitpicking. That's the graphic, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't it's nitpick this because
yeah, I know.
He can paint. He can paint like a motherfucker.
Well, I've got a steam train as well. Yeah.
There's no nitpicking, I mean, because if he could go back there and do it, he could do it, but it's done the way it's done. It's done in the yard. It's done.
It's insane. The
shit paint.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's a classic. Crime in the City. Fucking and how brilliant. Many times is that vocal that I just played?
How what'd you do last night? We did two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and me.
That's been sampled so many times and used in so many hip-hop tunes. Incredible
T-shirts. Fucking bottom of skateboards, all that kind of shit. That line there is on everything.
And just that phrase.
It was me, Dez, and Mean Three, right?
Crime in the City.
That's why I sent you on. You should send, when you post the photos on the show, you should send the, you should post the one with him lying on the track in front of that scheme piece.
Yeah.
And then I've sent you the Mean Dez and scheme piece.
Yeah, that's all part of the same train. You know what I mean? Incredible. All right. You know what? Let me just send you the Dez piece I was going to use, man. Let me send you this one. Here you go. Boom. Have that. Have some of that. This one, the style on it is so ahead of its time. It's just sick, man. The colors, the way it's sitting on the train, the way the letters are flowing, that Z just looks ill, man. I love it anyway. I wonder what you think, man.
I don't like the Z.
No?
But I like the D and the E. Yeah.
It's kind of like going into Kaze's like computer rock almost. You know?
I fucking love the D.
It's like T-Kid's D.
Love the D.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I like this one, man. It's a simple one, but I think it sits there nicely. It's, I think, ahead of its time for when it was done. You know what I mean? Pre-1989.
Well, I just love it. I love the way it's over the fucking throw-up or whatever's behind it.
Yeah,
some
even,
shit,
yeah.
One-line thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Sitting there nice on the train. You know, they've got photos of it. He's done these gone in on the 3D. You know what I mean? The arrows are perfect.
Like pastel-y colours in the fade.
Fucking hell, John. Don't make them like they used to, John!
With the green down rock 3D. Come on, theme, send me one. Send me another one. Yolla, yolla, yolla.
Alright. I'm going to send you what could be the greatest thing of all time.
Uh-oh.
Of all time.
Oh, shit.
It could be the greatest thing of all time.
Sorry, I just wanted to play that again.
This yeah, you got to play that shit.
This is the classic Dondi. No, wait, I had another thing I was going to play. Ah, fuck, I didn't get it ready. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Yeah,
this
man.
This is the classic Children of the, what was it called?
The Children of...
Wasn't there two trains, Children of the Something and Children of the Something?
Children of the Groove again. This is called Children of the Groove again. And the first one was Children
of
the Groove.
Maybe this wasn't the first one then.
No.
But this piece, man, look at the fucking photo, bruv.
Yeah.
Look at the photo, man.
Crazy. On the
fucking
elevated tracks.
Hell, just imagine, man. It's just ridiculous, man.
And the character...
And that is, you can tell by the cars how old they are and shit.
Yeah.
That's a photo from, you know... Because a couple of people have done this car in New York.
They've re
recently.
Yeah.
European heads have gone over there. It must have been like a anniversary or something.
Yeah, they were just showing love.
There's
man,
quite
isn't
a few of these photos flying about, like, you know what I mean? Complete copies. Do you know what I mean? Complete copies.
I mean, it is a classic.
But look at it.
Very,
man.
Very Bodhi inspired. I mean, that's no secret. Obviously, Dondi, you know, loved his Bodhi characters and stuff. And just the flow of the letters, the bounce.
1980.
Damn, son. Actually, fun fact.
1980.
Theme.
Bro, I was 0 years old!
Yeah, same.
Holy shit, I was 0 years old. I wasn't even born, bruv.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all know this Dondi one, man. It's a classic, but I want to tell you one little fun fact, yeah? You see this tattoo here that I got by Mark Bodie did this for me, yeah? I don't know if you guys can see it. But I just told him
Mark
to do...
Mark Bodie, if you ordered him on Lidl, you know what I mean? Yeah. On Woucher.
That's Mark Bodie did that. Now, I told him I wanted a green lizard. And I said, just do whatever you want, but I want the hands of the lizard going like that. Like that character on the right-hand side, the Bodhi character. I know it's not the green lizard. It's the little elf dude going like this with his hands.
But the hands, him, the hands, yeah.
I told him to do that with my tattoo. So he did that with the hands on the Bodhi character on my arm. So that's another little fun fact there for you guys. Yeah.
But just this photo, yeah, this photo, the photo itself. If you took that, if you did that piece, in those times with that paint, yeah, and you
crazy
took that photo, or even if someone sent you that photo, yeah, and you did it.
It looks like Photoshop.
Can you just quit graph for the rest of your life and never have to do a single reach ever again?
Yeah? No, you never.
And just anyone who ever talks to you, I mean anyone, like seen anyone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
T-Kid, fucking anyone from over here, Europe, like Mode 2, like anyone. You could just say you don't ever talk to me about no fucking graph. You don't know nothing about no graph, yeah? That's it. I've got the you lot don't know nothing about no graph card for the rest of my life, and I can repeatedly play it. Like, no one's going to... That's it. I can quit the richest man in graph.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
That's what I'm saying. The richest man in graph.
It's There's a shame.
Nothing, yeah.
It's a shame.
Fucking the colours of the fucking tracks and the wood and the fucking city behind it, the shit old ambulance, where it's just banging, yeah. Clear day.
Mm.
Every single... My bathroom would have like fucking 10 of them.
You'd have wallpaper.
Hung up in frames. That would be it. Always say to D, man, what the fuck's going on, bro? If I was you, bro, I'm telling you, when you're going, I would have everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the hardest fucking trains.
Isn't it?
Framed, bruv, by now. You know what I mean? Fucking some of them are like fucking God knows how old, like 25 years old, 20 years old. You know what I mean? And but bruv, I'd just be like retiring on all graph. If anyone ever said to me anything about graph, I'd just come around my yard, bruv, and just walk up the stairs. You go up the stairs, it's just bare landscapes, framed photos of the hardest trains that are around. Yeah.
But you know, that's like it. Like I know you're fully aware of, man, but you know, when you chat to mans like that, like Zombie or like Jan we did the other day, you know, they're not the type to do that, man. You know what I mean? They're not the type to put their pictures of all their graph up and like
on their screen. It pisses me off. Yeah. Because you're such a fan of, you're like, this, let me tell you about this train. You're like, bruv, I did that train. You're like, no, you don't know nothing about that train. Like, listen to how it makes me feel. And listen to how I understand that those times and that train. You know what I mean? Have it fucking up. Give it the respect that it deserves.
Yeah.
Banging.
Yo, salute Donny. Dang, rest
that
in
photo
peace.
Just kills it. That photo represents Graf.
He definitely
did it at 19, Blood Clot 80. And you know what I love about Donny is when you see those sketches, the one line pencil sketches in sketchbooks, mad.
Yeah. Man. Well, there's a picture of him doing this yard. There's a picture of him in the yard painting that character on the right.
It's one of those pieces. Yeah, the children of the.
Of the group.
It's fucking supposed to be graph heads. We don't even fucking know, bruv. There's two trains.
But yo, you know.
Oh, I do know it, man. I can't remember what it is.
Children of the Corn. No, that's a movie, isn't it?
I want to Google that shit.
But I love the, like, again, pastel-y kind of colors. He's got the pinks, you know, which was quite rare back in them days. Pinks and the purples. Simple background though, just a couple of blues and the red and yellow fire around the outside. But
Children,
you know,
of the Grave.
Children of the Grave, that's the one. I think Scene was part of that one, no? With all the No, okay.
Fucking hell, man. Send me some shit.
Alright, I'm gonna send you this one now. Should I send you the Dondi one I wanted to play? I wanted to show. Here you go. This doesn't count, yeah? This is just the other's Dondi one that I wanted to show. It's just a Dondi piece, but it's more of a classic graph style as opposed to blockbuster styles, you know what I mean? It's a rarely seen one. I don't see this one posted so much. I mean, obviously, it's a well-known one. It's a Dondi one. He was only around for a short amount of time, so his trains are, like, you know, quite well-revered, you know what I'm saying? But no, okay, let me send you the real one that I wanted to. Okay, yo, let me send you this one. There you go, bruv. Suck on this one, you bastard. Now.
Dondi was fucking amazing, bro.
Now, this one.
T-Kid Terrible. I went to school with T-Kid.
T-Kid. He's done some next level trains and whole cars and all that stuff. This one I chose because I was looking through a bunch of them. I was deciding which one to pick, but I picked this one. It's a window down, fat 3D going to off to the left. It's got a guitar instead of the eye, but it's simple, but it's just sick how he pulled that off back then, man. You know, that style of lettering, you know, it's different from the ones we've seen so far. It's got that different
flow.
They
might have painted with him as well. He came to
he's been
Trellick.
Yeah, I fucking remember that, man. I didn't make it down there, though, for that.
I painted with Part.
Oh, yeah? Part Trellick. Two. Yeah, he's a legend part as two. Well. But listen, another reason why I wanted to choose this T-Kid is because it's got the black schemes inside it. You know, it's got a green outline, red bits, and a green fill and stuff, and white 3D, but it's got black schemes, which reminded me of that Yeah train that we saw last time.
Because he's got the fucking balls!
He's got the
balls. He's got the balls to use the fucking black paint.
And to follow on from your point, theme, you see how when we analyze these graph pieces, you know, I tend to nitpick and stuff like that. But this kind of goes to show you, look, there's loads wrong with it. Like wrong, I put in inverted columns. You know what I mean? It's not very tidily filled in some places. Some bits are going over the lines and some bits are this and some bits are that. But it's the whole aura of it, you know, the essence of the piece. When you're looking out over it, does it evoke that feeling like are the letters mean looking? Are they fucking bounce, you know what I mean? Do they look cool? And that's the main important thing, you know what I mean? When I nitpick, it's exactly that. I'm nitpicking. They're not important things. They're just stuff I might notice, you know what I mean?
But then look at the lines. You see where he's done the guitar strings, man. That's fucking difficult, man. You know, there's space in between every one of those lines. That's good shit,
isn't it? Especially with that paint, again, that they were
using. That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? Doing the fucking electric bits on the guitar and shit.
Crazy, man. Salute TK.
And battered. He used to get battered in the yard. He'd be like fucking, what's it called? When you get, what's that shit they smoke over there? Angel dust.
Oh, like PCP and shit.
Angel boot, like getting absolutely pissed beforehand.
A lot of these kids were on acid, man. That was the height of like that
Dons,
the acid thing, man. I think a lot of these people were doing acid. I know Zephyr and them lot were loving that acid back then. All right, bro.
You could have picked a much better T-Kid piece than that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought that one simple.
All right, so this one comes in two photos, yeah? Because I'll send you the first one, which is the actual piece, and then I'll send you one of the reasons why.
Okay.
This is the piece. Send it to you.
Ooh.
This is that photo, bruv. You recognize the photo, and I send you the photo.
Here we go. Oh, the shit. Yeah, that's the one.
Dope.
This is one of the all time classic double holes.
And the Duster Lizzie in like the Blockbuster with the gold and the fucking, you know what I mean? It looks sick,
It looks like those knuckle duster rings. You know those rings
people have on knuckle dusters? But the piece on the next car. The next car, bruv, with the stars over the windows and shit, bruv. It's fucking sick, man. It is banging, bruv. Duster and Lizard. The whole thing about everything about it is fucking banging. There's no contesting. It's absolute bangingness.
It's the ultimate one.
The first photo is the piece.
And you're talking about the Dondi photo going over the elevated tracks. That is the elevated tracks, man. Those ones with it curving round as well.
That's one of the most famous graph photos.
Yeah.
In
Imagine living on one of those apartment blocks that were next to the elevated tracks. So obviously it's a cheap housing because, you know, obviously they didn't put rich people next
exactly.
to
exactly.
Yeah. And then you're sitting there by the window.
Arabic school on a Saturday, like watching the Central, and we think it was banging. We think it was banging. Imagine, imagine.
That would have been insane.
Because we had the same mentality. We were the same kids, but we were just sitting on our fucking on the shitty little metal balcony, on the back of one of those flats, looking at that.
Yeah, or those like classic 12, 13, New York fire escapes. You know those mad fire escapes.
I am painting trains. Yeah.
Crazy,
fucking hell, bro.
And you think as well when you look
at that's two cars as well, Duster and Lizzie, and Duster and Lizzie. I mean, to be fair, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's literally ridiculous.
But it's those stars, man.
It's crazy. Those pieces as well. I don't know which one do you prefer. I prefer the Lizzie to the Duster, to be honest. But they're both sick. So
and then you try and pick a Duster piece.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
From before 1990 or 89, whatever it was. It is mad. It was sick.
Too
sick
many. Pieces. I know. I was looking for a bunch of Duster ones, but I didn't actually choose one, to be honest. Yeah, that's ill, man.
You like the Lizzie more, yeah?
And if you think about it as well, just like the impact of these trains, like this one here, is what sparked the worldwide fucking movement. You know, it took like immaculate crazy shit like these ones to like
and how many people's styles can you see in this shit
innit?
And especially in the first car, anyone who does blockbusters, they started doing it because of this car.
Boom.
That's 100%. The second car,
yeah,
massive stars with white highlight lines over the windows. Like, man, how many times have you seen that?
Ding. Yeah.
With them lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
The eyes, the two eyes on Lizzie.
With the heart.
Yeah. How many people, yeah, have been doing that kind of, this is a sensational shaping graph.
Yeah.
But now, and it's like a well-recognized graph thing.
With the Lizzie, like you see
the line
at the
bottom. Sort of arrow sort of curve to it.
And you see, yeah, the line that, at the bottom.
Exactly.
Like
that,
everyone
exactly.
still does that to this day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And crazy. Then you see like the duster. You could see that could say, that could say anything. The R could be anyone fucking from anywhere. I mean, good at graph, but that could be like from a fucking, got like an Asia kind of R, yeah. ER, even the AE and the R could be in Asia. The could S, anyone, obviously, like anyone.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. And then even the little Danny, where you've done it in like, well, quickly put up like little Danny in like a quick shitty kind of dub style. Mm-hmm. It's like the original of that we're going to put someone up in a quick little shitty dub style next to it. Like, exactly. Yo, DJ MK or whatever it was in England. I mean,
yeah,
that,
you're right.
100%. The drop down on the duster, the character's hands, the way he's flexing them. The color schemes in the Lizzie is 100%. Not so much in the duster. The dusters are still a little bit in like individual kind of crazy. It's good like that. But yeah, that kind of Lizzie, how many people have done them the colors now? I mean,
everyone.
Fucking hell, man.
Everyone. Like, really, the influence is crazy. Bruv. Yeah, man.
So Dicer. Like, loads of heads you could see where it could say duster.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Mental,
for sure.
Man. Mental piece.
All right. How many have we done now?
Are you sending another?
Yeah, one more. I've got to send this. I mean, I've got two more I want to send, but I got to send you this one. This is probably, again, right, like, we're talking about
send
influence.
Send the first blood clot. Send it, yeah? Yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm reading Of Mice and Men, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I've just got it, yeah. I'm reading my Mice and Men. Of Mice and Men. Of Mice and Men. Yo.
Yeah. This is by Case 2. You know, the...
King what?
I've always been so King upset Stan. By this piece.
Wait, you spoke over that.
The
Hold
King
on.
Of Staff.
Yeah, listen.
King what? King of Staff.
This is Case 2, but he did a K's. K-A-Z-E. Here, look at that, and look at this. I just instantly thought of Cast, you know, when I saw that. Look at the influence. We were talking about influencing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not exactly like a Cast thing, but I'm talking, look at the schemes, look at the colors he's used, look at the flow of the letters.
The piece has always upset me, this piece.
Yeah, why?
Because it's on the sort of boundaries of being sort of 20 out of 10 ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's just that K, man, and the line going from down from the K across
from the top
to the E is just
oh, that
fucked
bit. Yeah. No, it's an A.
None of the A. Rest is fucked.
Wait, which bit from the K into the A going across the middle?
Yeah. The K that goes up and then drops down. Sorry, I said E, didn't I?
Yeah,
but the part of the K, I mean,
I
puta madre.
I don't know.
Had one arm, bruv. He had one arm.
He had one arm, bruv.
What are you going to say to someone who's got one arm? Listen, you fucking toys, yeah. You fucking bunch of cunts, yeah. This geezer's got one arm.
Bruv.
And you're sending us fucking tapas dubs, bruv.
King
what the fuck is that?
Yeah, boy.
King of Star.
I just love the arrows coming down, you know what I mean, on either side. You know what I'm saying? It's not quite one of his computer rock ones, but, you know, it's probably one of his later ones. Again, rest in peace to Case 2. What does it say on the left there?
Now, that Zed, I like.
Something breaking
that
art.
That Zed, I like.
Yeah, man. The Zed is crazy, man. And the E at the end is crazy.
Fresh
I would do
art,
an E
man.
Like that. Huh?
Yeah, I would do. I like the A a lot. You see the A, how many people, that's all those people that used to do trains back in Amsterdam with those A's. I always used to think of it as like an Amsterdam Dutch thing when the A's went over like that, the bar in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Rosa and those kind of letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again.
Fast breaking art, mate. Fast breaking art.
Oh, that's it. That's it, yeah.
Double fat crazy. Pink border. Drop me out, bruv. Drop me out. I think I'll send you my last one, man.
Yeah, go for it.
No, actually. It's a panel. It's a photo of three scene panels. But well, scene already gets enough props, man.
I was going to send a scene one as well, man. I'm curious. But if it's three scene panels, I don't want to
Well, watch I'll send you this. It's hard to choose one of them, man.
All right, let's see these.
Oh, no, this isn't. This the one in the middle is the Hand of Doom.
Ah, the Hand of Doom. That's the train I was thinking of when you said the Children of the Grave.
There's a Futura piece up there. Futura 2000. There's a Kel piece on there.
Yeah, these are all ill, man. This is next level, couple these of ones. Ridic
panels, because I didn't know what, you know, scene obviously has to be in there, bruv, but too many ridics.
Well, let me just send you this one last one. It's the scene one that I wanted to send. It's a scene that doesn't get seen as much. Well, no, everyone's seen this one, but it's just, I like the flow of it, man. And again, it's just ahead of its time. Hold on, why is it not sending?
Oh, that K's piece fucks me up, that K.
All right, there we go.
Which scene is this? Let me see this scene. Oh, okay.
Did you get it? Yeah, there it is. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got it.
So it's a simple one, but again, it's kind of showing you that modern style that we all took and ran with, you know what I mean? But it came from these motherfuckers, man. Just the little details, like those little flicks at the top of the E, the kind of, you know, on the left side of the N and the right side of the N, those just like little bits at the end of the letters, yeah, and stuff.
But the S is ridiculous, bruv.
And then the S. Yeah, although he's done
the S is ridiculous.
He's done what I don't like at the bottom of the S, the widget coming off is going up and then disappears. You know, it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't end anywhere, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I always liked scene as well. I was
thinking about that negative space.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I love the 3D, the down rock with the yellow and the red. Yeah, man. Obviously, that was quite a popular thing back in them days, is the yellow and the reds and the oranges, because it's all like burners. Yo, I'm burning you, son. Yo, man, it's a burner. So they always did the kind of fire colors, you know? It's very popular back then. Probably easy paint to get hold of as well. Crazy, man. Fucking crazy nice, dope. Man. All right.
Fucking nice. Cool. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone watching and listening, man, if you've got any that you think we should have seen, put them in the comments below. Big ups. Theme, listen, I don't want to go on too long tonight because I've got to edit this, get this ready for tonight. And it's going to take a while because of all the picks and stuff. So, sorry, brother. Can we just keep it?
He's locking it off.
I'm locking it off, party people, man. But you had a tune. This is
episode 48 of Arms House to Your Mum's House. And we're bigging up Nines and all of the work rate that he's put in. And this fucking Crop Circles 3 thing, we should go out on that tune. It's called Good Morning, no?
Gonna go out. Oh fuck, I didn't even get it ready. Fucking Jazz Kahina, I'd said I'd
we didn't
play.
Even play any fucking tunes.
I know.
So we're gonna play the tunes next week. You'll hear some tunes.
Yeah, next week you'll hear the tunes. Saying. But we're gonna play Nine.
I wanted to tell you about this fucking story that happened to me. I wanted to tell you about
no, tell me
what Andrea is doing to me. No, because tell you need me. To cut it. You need to cut it off.
Okay, but you're going to save it
for
next...
I don't want you to do any extra work.
You're going to save it for next week, though. Make a note and save it for next week.
I've got the notes. The notes didn't help this time, did they? I got the fucking notes.
Well, okay, cool. All right, party people, much love. Till next time.
Peace. Good morning. Bitch, I ain't laying in this morning. My phone's ringing, can't you hear that money calling? Ain't no half-stepping, bitch, I'm all in. Said I'm all in. Good morning. Bitch, I ain't laying in this morning. My My phone's ringing, can't you hear that money calling? It ain't no half-stepping, bitch, I'm all in. I said I'm all in. I was trapping in Scotland with a MILF. Back then I piped, then that pussy got killed. Free the G's, free the guys. Fuck Joe, I ain't never going back. I hate scrubs like TLC. Before rap, I had street fame. Sold a million free fives. I went platinum in the weed game. We them hard boys, I ain't talking about Pokemon. When I say my niggas square twos and blast toys. God's plan, gotta trust the process. And if you wanna get this money, better fuck these hoes less. They say I'm going in, I ain't even started, yeah, I'm grown, but there's still violations I can't forget. Like how this nigga trapping and he's 30 plus. Bitch, you can't just come around, you gotta earn my trust. See how I came through in that double R. Ain't just me, I caught my auntie and my mama car.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?